Acarja, for Sinn Féin, the aim of being in government is driven by the same motivation that takes us onto the streets to campaign. Our aim is to improve the lives of citizens, to defend their rights and their entitlements, and to lead progressive politics on this island. Our ambition is not for power. We have no desire to be part of the system. Our ambition is to change it. Ultimately, of course, the best way to do that, the best way to create a citizens' government, is through the reunification of our country. And every day we are building more and more support for a united Ireland that is governed in the interests of all, based on fairness, equality, and a commitment to improving the lives of all of its citizens. This is evidenced in the significant electoral growth of Sinn Féin in recent years, including the increase in our representation on local councils, in the European Parliament, in the Assembly, in Leinster House, and of course, the increased mandate received recently at the Westminster election. Citizens look at our record in government north of the border, and they have concluded that Sinn Féin will defend what is right. They see how our ministers prioritised equality and directed resources at those greatest in need. And they understand that this is how we build a fairer, more equal society where everyone has a stake. Of course, the establishment parties in the south also look at our record, but they are petrified. They know that Sinn Féin in government would mean an end to the golden circles. They know it would mean no more governments for the financial speculators, the bankers and the property developers. No more governments for the wealthy and the elites. They look at Martin McGuinness's decision to bring down the Stormont executive rather than acquiesce to the administration tainted by allegations of corruption against the DUP and a denial of rights and equality to all citizens. Sinn Féin would not and will not tolerate corruptions, allegations or a failure to treat citizens fairly. And that is a message which sends shockwaves into the establishment parties who have been doing precisely this for decades. Pending the reunification of Ireland, our aim is to continue to work towards becoming the largest party in both the 26 counties and the 6 counties. We want to be in government north and south in order to lead progressive change and implement Sinn Féin policies across this island. We are living in extraordinary political times, full of challenges, but there are also new opportunities which have been opened up. New generations are demanding a better future. They are demanding better politics. They reject the politics of fear, of inequality, and of bigotry. They are appalled by Brexit. They are aghast that 21st century rights are still not afforded to citizens north of the border because they are blocked by right-wing religious zealots within unionism. Citizens deserve better. They deserve a government that is genuinely for the people. They deserve a government that will invest in world-class public services and develop a vibrant, sustainable economy that works for the people instead of against them. An accountable government, a government grounded in common decency with equality, respect and integrity at its core. That's the kind of government our country needs. And that, comrades, is the type of government that Sinn Féin will build. Go Ramila Miogav.